Welcome back to the Big Red Hockey Cast, where we cover Cornell women's ice hockey. My name is Amanda, and I'm here today with my co-host, Akshay. What a great day it is to be a Big Red Hockey fan, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I thought that weekend was great. I mean, we should just jump right into that first game against Dartmouth. 14-0. 14-0. Absolute craziness. Cornell had 37 shots on goal, Dartmouth only 11. Cornell also dominated on the faceoffs, 34-22. But, you know, notably, we're 3-for-3 on the power play, and the penalty kill was perfect, not letting Dartmouth score on that one opportunity they had. I mean, just a couple things, though. Like, Karel Prefontaine, who we're going to interview later today, 3 goals, so that's her first collegiate hat trick. Caitlin Jockums, KJ, also 3 goals. So 2 players getting that hat trick, and then, you know, a smattering of other players on the scorecard. So, like, Delianitas got 2 goals, Avi Adam with 2 goals. Claudia Yu, McKenna Van Gelder, Georgia Schiff, Izzy Daniel, all locked in 1 goal. But I mean, what are your thoughts on the game?
Obviously, we had scoring from basically the entire roster. It was a really fun game to watch. But even then, like, Karel Prefontaine had her first collegiate hat trick. She also had a 5-point night for herself. KJ 2, 4 points. Izzy Daniel, only the 1 goal, but still 5 points for her that night. Same 4 points for Avi Adam. 3-point night for Ashley Messier, and also a point from our goaltender, Annalise Bergman, who also got her first career shutout since coming to Cornell. So it was just overall such a fun game to watch, and hopefully they were able to carry that momentum into the next game against Harvard, which they really did.
Yeah, I mean, I was really happy with that game. I actually had to go to this one. 7-2 was the final score. But, I mean, the thing I think we have to really, like, put into all its glory, 50 shots on goal to Harvard's 9. We more than 5 times the number of shots on goal. But honestly, like, the pucks kept flying, and you know, you got to tip your cap where credit's due to Harvard's goaltender, but still, the women were able to come up with the win. Unfortunately, no one scored on the power play for either team. But overall, it was a good game. What about some of the stats?
Yeah, well, I was sitting in bed sick this weekend, so I was able to watch the broadcast of this game, and it was super fun to watch. But I remember in the middle of the second, the announcers going, oh, that was only Harvard's, like, 6th shot on net. Like, it was crazy. It was so fun to watch, and I was super excited. Grace Dwyer with 2 goals on the night. Same with Avi Adam, continuing from a great performance the night before. And we also saw a Michigan attempt by Alexa Davis. We were all freaking out about that one. Where were you?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we know she's a defenseman, so her getting put out on that top line, well, not the top line, but her getting put out as a forward and attempting that was quite funny. And that happening in the dying minutes of the game, it was a great way to cap off the weekend. But without further ado, let's get headed over to the Sin Bin, where we interview Karel Prefontaine this week.
Joining us in the Sin Bin today is freshman forward Karel Prefontaine. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Of course. Thanks for inviting me.
So we wanted to start off by asking how Ithaca has been treating you so far. How did your first semester go, whether that be academically or hockey-wise?
It's been good. Obviously, like, being a freshman and coming off from, like, high school and stuff, like, it's pretty hard, and, like, it's an adjustment for sure. But, like, hockey, like, the girls have been, like, treating me well and stuff, and, like, it's just fun to come to the rink every day and just, like, play hockey. Then, like, school-wise, obviously, it's very hard. Like, Cornell, it's, like, very hard academic programs. But, yeah, it's been good.
And overall, what do you think has been really important in getting used to the environment? And you mentioned the girls, like, helping you through that transition. So what's been some things that have been keeping you in it?
I mean, I think if you've got to be organized, like, 100%, like, you can't just, like, I don't know, like, taking notes and stuff and, like, having, like, that little routine, like, just, like, you know, like, coming from the rink and, like, I don't know, like, doing some work and then going to bed. And, like, I think just, like, going out for lunch and stuff with the girls and just, like, I don't know, just making it better. And then, like, finding those, like, little parts in your day for, like, I don't know, like, workout or, like, school or anything.
No, that's great. Well, let's jump into this weekend. Holy crap. Like, obviously coming off a huge win against Dartmouth and Harvard, beating Dartmouth 14-0 and then Harvard 7-2. How excited were you and the team about those pair of games?
I think we're quite excited. 21 goals in two games. It's pretty awesome. And those are two big Hy-Vee games for us this weekend. So it's good to take the wins.
And what was going through the team's head in the locker room? What was coach saying after that Dartmouth game before the Harvard game? Was there like a, we can't relax now? Like what exactly was the aura?
Yeah. I think like you got to take every game seriously. And coach mentioned that. Yeah, you can't just like relax or like just like for a game. Like it's just like, especially like we want to get better and stuff and like get ready for the playoffs. So like I don't think like there's room for like just like relaxing and like not doing your best. So yeah, it was like the main part of his message after the Dartmouth game. But I think we did it well on Saturday against Harvard. We stuck to the game plan and we played our game. So.
Yeah, you mentioned 21 goals on the weekend. I have 87 shots on goal for both games combined. 50
That's crazy.
Shots on that Harvard game. You guys definitely didn't slow down. It was so much fun to see. And speaking of not slowing down, you individually getting your first career collegiate hat trick in the game against Dartmouth. Could you walk us through what that must have felt like?
It's cool. It's nice to score goals. And I think, like, obviously, like, my teammates were a part of it, too. But yeah, it's pretty cool, especially as a freshman. I think it's a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, that's very humble, by the way. I would have been celebrating for a week after that one. Was there any like celebration dinner or anything after the weekend? You know, just 21 goals and a couple people. I mean, more than one person just got a hat trick on the weekend. So any celebration stuff or just move on, put your head down?
Yeah, just move on and get ready for next weekend, because next weekend's a big weekend for us, Lewin Clarkson, so... Yeah, I think we're just dealt for that one.
Yeah, and you recently just moved on to playing on a line with Izzy Daniel and Lily Delianidis. How has that adjustment been, and like, what do you think you personally bring to that line?
Seriously, like, they're just like, they're like two very good hockey players, and like the way they see each other on the ice and stuff. Like, I think they're like one of the best duo in our league, and they've been making it easy for sure. Like, it's like. Izzy, like, it's just easy, like, find the free pocket and she'll give it to you, and like Lily with her skills, and yeah, they're just making it easy. I'm enjoying it.
And you know, they played together in high school before coming to Cornell, so the chemistry of course is off the charts.
Yeah.
So getting used to that chemistry, I know you said they're very skilled, but in terms of like how they think the game, how's that been getting used to?
I think I've adjusted to quite well. Yeah, I mean, like I said, like it's just easy, and like the way they see each other on the ice and stuff, like I think it's just like for me, like just like trying to like get used to like the way they play their game and like how they play together and stuff. And but yeah, it's been unreal playing with them, to be honest.
Yeah, you mentioned how they're one of the best duos in the league. I would go as far to say all of college hockey. Like, they're really lighting it up this year, and it's been really fun to see them play and just, like, watch their chemistry. And I know that you've had the opportunity to play with some players before coming to Cornell that you now currently play with. In the Under-18 World Championship with Team Canada, you played with Avi Adam, Piper Grober, Alyssa Regalado, Sarah, McKenna Van Gelder, a whole bunch of players. How did that, playing with them, prepare you to coming in to also play with them now on this team?
I mean, I think it's, like, just, like, overall, like, playing, like, I've played with them, and, like, I know, like, I knew them before coming here, and so, like, I knew some people before I came here, so, like, that helped a lot. And, like, just playing on the ice, like, I know the way they play the games because, like, I've played with them before, so, like, it's been easier for sure.
We know you played a really prominent role in Team Canada's success last year in the Under-18 World Championships and had the privilege of wearing the A on the team's gold medal run. You had one goal, three assists, and six games played. What did that opportunity to not only represent Team Canada, but also to play such a big leadership role like that mean to you?
It meant a lot. I wasn't expecting it when I walked in the room. I was quite surprised, I'm not going to lie. But... yeah, I mean, like, it's always good to, like, wear the A for, like, country, and Yeah, no, it's like it was awesome, and like just playing for Team Canada and wearing the A is just, I think just playing for Team Canada overall is a dream come true, but wearing the A with that was like a bonus to my experience.
You said you didn't know. Could you walk us through like how you found out that you were going to be wearing the A for that those games?
Yeah, so basically, I think it was the night before our exhibition game against the U.S. We had like a little surprise prepared for us. So basically, like, they took us to the rink, and then it was like our first time seeing our Team Canada jersey and like being able to like put it on. And so like we walked to the rink, and then like there was just like waiting in the room, and then they let us in. And then, like, we just looked around because I was, like, all the Team Canada jerseys and stuff. And so it was pretty cool. And then I just saw the A on my jersey, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. But, yeah, that's basically what happened. It was a nice surprise.
And, of course, you know, successful run, gold medal. But what was your biggest takeaway from that series, not only from a hockey player perspective but as a leader?
Obviously, like, hockey – like our first game in that tournament against the U.S., we got beaten 7-0, which, and like we also lost to Finland, and then so like we had to play in the quarters, and like we played, I think was it Slovakia, and we scored 7 goals, so that was like a good game for us. Like it got us our confidence. Sorry. But yeah, I think like hockey wise, like, even, like, just, like, as a, like, non-athlete, like, just, like, a normal person, like, just, like, never give up on your goal. Basically, just, like, it's achievable. And because, like, that was basically, like, no one believed in us. Like, as long as, like, you believe in yourself, everything's doable. So that's probably my biggest takeaway from that.
Now, moving on to how you got involved with the game. We know you played multiple sports besides hockey growing up. Rugby, track, lacrosse. Which are, you know, crazy sports, all requiring so much skill. But what got you started with hockey? What made it stick? And what were, like, the main factors in that? Was it family? Was it friends? What's going on?
Well, I'm the youngest of three. And as a, like, younger sibling, like, you want to do everything that your, like, older siblings are doing. So, like, I danced for a while because my sister was a dancer. And then, like, I was in, like, in the rink for my, like, basically, like, when I was born, like, I was brought into the rink because my brother used to play hockey, too. So, like, I just wanted to do, like my brother and just play hockey, and I guess it worked out for the best. So, yeah.
Do any of your siblings still play hockey, or is it just you?
I know, it's just me. My brother stopped a couple years ago, and my sister can't skate, which is very ironic, but, yeah.
And where do you, like... Did you play games with your siblings or, like, your brother when he was playing hockey? And were you always trying to beat him? Like, what were there always, like, competitive stuff going on?
Yeah, we fought a lot when we were younger because, like, yeah, like, our parents, like, didn't want us to play mini hockey or anything because it was just, like, end up in a big fight. But, no, he's, like, much stronger than me, too. So it's even still, like, to this day, I don't think I could beat him because he's just, like, a lot stronger. So he's making it hard.
That's awesome. To continue with some of your youth, before coming to Cornell, you went to Stansted Private School in Quebec, which is known for a really intense hockey program. And we just wanted to know, like, how did going to a school of that nature prepare you for playing here collegiately?
I think it made it easy, like, especially school-wise. Like, school was actually hard over there. And, like, we had classes from 8 to... like 3:30, so like 6 classes a day and stuff, and just like the academic program was quite hard over there. And like, obviously, like, hockey wise, practicing every day, and then like just like going on the road for the weekend and stuff. Like, I think like it's kind of like similar to here, so like I think it's been making it easy.
So if the academic rigor was that level, what about, you know, the hockey training programs?
Yeah, it was a hard program too. It's also known for like hockey, like you said. But yeah, like even my coach there, like Bernie Pym, like Like, he was there with me for, like, 4 years, too. So, like, I think he's a huge aspect of why I'm here today, too. And, yeah, like, it's just, like, he knows hockey. And, like, we would do, like, video. And then we had, like, our shooting room. And it's, just, like, it's just similar to here a little bit. Here it's, like, the cherry on the pie. But it's been making it easy.
Yeah, and could you talk a little bit about your Cornell recruiting experience and how you ended up here?
Yeah, it started, well, there's, like, the June 15th rule. So it's, like June 15th of your 10th grade, I think, you can get recruited.
10th grade is crazy. I'm yeah. A senior, and I think ours is, it's June 15th, but I think it's junior to your, or sophomore to your junior year. Of high school.
Wow.
So the fact that you're already thinking about college at 10th grade, I don't even think I knew what my favorite college was when I was in 10th grade, so that's yeah. awesome.
It's like, it's a big decision for sure for like a 16 years old. But yeah, basically like coach contacted me on June 15th and then like there was like the calls going on and like unfortunately mine was during COVID, so like I only had like virtual visits and stuff. But
so you never got to come on a, like, an official
no.
visit here?
No. My first time was in April, I think, last year.
Like when you were already committed?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Come see the school, meet the team?
Yeah. But, yeah, coach called me, and then coachy that speaks French, too, so she called me as well, and that was pretty cool, French connection. But, yeah, it's just, like, obviously, like, it's a long summer. Well, not a long summer, but... It's a tough summer because, like, you're just, like, getting recruited by a lot of people and there's, like, a hard decision to make, but I guess it turned out for the best, so I'm quite happy about that.
And you went to high school with fellow freshman Beatrice Perron-Roy. I hope I said that right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was probably nice knowing that she was also coming here, but was that ever a factor in, you know, the recruiting experience or... Was it all very individual-based?
It was very individual. Like, we're best friends, too. But, yeah, like, I didn't let it affect it. Like, we talked before, like, the recruiting process started. And, like, Cornell was both our number one before, like, everything started. And then, like, recruiting happened. And I guess, like, yeah. Like, obviously, like, it's a big, like, thing that she's here. And, like, it's been helping me a lot. But it wasn't, like, a factor and... in my decision.
Yeah, you said how your recruiting process was during COVID. Do you think that changed like your decision? You said that Cornell was obviously your number one, but I know there's a big difference between hopping on a recruiting Zoom call
yeah.
with the coaches and meeting the team that way than being here in person, getting to see the rink, getting to see even just like campus, the dorms. Like, do you think that like kind of changed the outcome, or do you think you would have ended up here?
I think I would have ended up here, yeah.
Sometimes you just know.
Yeah.
To come here to see.
Even when I came here last year, I was like, yep, I made the right choice. I knew it.
Yeah, I mean, I think me personally, I'm one of the biggest Cornell hockey fans.
Yeah.
And I think what the fans give to the games, I don't know, I can't speak because I'm not a player, but I hope we, you know, help.
Yeah, you guys are awesome, honestly.
The atmosphere. Well, that's all we got time for in the sin bin. You know what's next? Stick around for the slap shot round. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Slapshot Round, where we ask hard-hitting, fun questions and have you answer them as quickly as you can. So per tradition, we always got to ask the first one. Are you good to go, Carell?
Yes.
Favorite restaurant in Ithaca?
Chow.
That was quick. Wow. Okay. Go-to pregame meal.
Chicken, salad, pastas.
Favorite spot to eat poutine in Montreal?
Oh, my God. That's a hard question. Foubrac?
Neighborhood spot.
Do you prefer the look of your home or away jerseys?
Away.
Favorite NHL player of all time?
Matthew Barzal.
Favorite PWHL player?
Poulin.
One thing someone would find surprising about you?
Once they get to know me, I'm not that reserved.
Okay. Appel or Morrison?
Morrison, 100%.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I don't like Bo.
You don't, not even the burrito bowls at a Pelican?
Actually, yeah. No. I've gotten tired of them. I've had too many.
Wow. What's your go-to at Morrison? Do you get, like, the noodles, or what do you get at Morrison?
Probably, like, the chicken or whatever they're chicken serving. Yeah. Sometimes the pizza. Pizza's quite good at Morrison, so.
Have you had the mac and cheese pizza?
No.
I've heard great things.
It is? It's once every year by accident. And it's on parents' weekend so that they can show parents that they're feeding us well. Yeah, I swear.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Everything.
They make the food so much, like, anyway, that's a conversation for a different day. But yeah, they, like, lie about what's on the menus. Anyway, go-to saying during a game to fire yourself up.
Bring it home.
Nothing in French?
No.
Oh, okay.
If you could choose any hockey player ever to play on a line with, who would it be?
Poulin, 100%.
You're on Aux. What's the first song you're playing?
It's got to be some Justin Bieber. Probably, like, Baby. Probably.
Fire.
Do you like Maria? Oh.
Maria?
What's the name of that song?
I don't know.
Maria.
All I know is Baby's probably his most iconic song, and I completely agree with that pick.
Thank you. I've never heard of Maria. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a pretty well-known song.
Amanda's a fake believer, guys.
You guys sound like you are what?
I'll listen to it after that.
It's Maria.
All right, well, not well-known enough. Okay. If Ludacris isn't in the music video, I don't want it.
What do the girls call you? Like, any nicknames?
Prevo.
Not Prefo?
Prevo, yeah.
Okay, with a V, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Teammate with the messiest locker.
You're about to call someone out right here.
Georgia Shift.
Wow.
We had her on the pod a couple weeks ago. I think her is a messy locker type.
Oh,
person,
she is. Girl's messy.
And then favorite game you have played so far, either at Cornell or in the past?
Let's see here, probably the Penn State weekend. And then, like, just overall part of the gold medal game.
I gotta ask this, just to gauge the team in general, but are you a coffee drinker?
I am.
What's your go-to order from, do you go to Gimme?
No, I go to either Novix. I don't like Gimme's coffee.
You don't like Gimme?
No, that's a hot take.
Yeah, that's it's a very hot take coming from your team. Wow.
Not a big fan.
I feel like they gotta make space, like a Gimme sticker on the jersey sponsored
by
Gimme. But what's your go-to coffee order then?
Like a vanilla latte with oat milk.
Classic. All right. Well, that's all we have for the Slapshot round, Carell. Thank you so much for joining us on the pod today, and we wish you the best of luck with the rest of your season.
Of course. Thanks to you guys.
Hey, Mr. Timekeeper, how much time is left?
1 minute remaining in the interview. 1 minute.
Thank you so much, Carell, for coming on the pod with us. That was such a great conversation. She's a pretty funny gal. But to move on to next week, the Big Red are on the road again with two games. Friday, February 2nd, they travel to play St. Lawrence, who is currently ranked number 9th at the time of this recording. Last time we played them was at the beginning of the season, and the Big Red won 3-1. So looking for another victory there. And then quick turnaround, Saturday, February 3rd, they play Clarkson, who is ranked number 3. So that's going to be a huge game for us. So hopefully we can take home another victory there. Earlier in the season, we beat Clarkson in OT with a score of 3-2. So yeah, hopefully get some more Big Red wins like we did last weekend, and it'll be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Big Red Hockey Cast. Make sure you tune in next week for weekly episodes and watch the Big Red Woman take on St. Lawrence and Clarkson on the road. Puck drop is 6 p.m. Friday and 3 p.m. Saturday. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Big Red Hockey Cast, for and from the line of faithful. This has been a Big Red Sports Network production. BRSN is a student-run organization dedicated to promoting the voices of Cornell student-athletes. Make sure to check out at CornellBRSN on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and www.cornellbrsn.com. Special thanks to our producers, Anthony Sespi and Jane McNally, and the entire BRSN team. See you next week.